going on for the day. And I got in the car and I turned on my app for Instacart. And I've been doing it for a few years, but soon as I turned on my app, I actually screenshotted it and I sent it to Tiffany. And it said, having issues with a question mark. And I said, wow, what a sense of humor. And I said, Lord, that's what the message is on. The woman with the issues of blood. And I didn't have a title for the message. And I said, God, thank you, because that's the title, having issues. And we could take it as a question, are you having issues? Or it could be a response to God telling him, I'm having issues. And I got in the car and I started out that day. And sure enough, the app was having issues. It started to rain. And toodles, the heat wouldn't work in the car. And I'm like, what? But praise God, it turned out to be an amazing day. But I was like, wow, this is so amazing. And I did. I was so blessed by seeing that on there. And I know it sounds crazy, having issues. And I know in life we have issues. I can't help to be honest with you today. And I'm not too prideful to say, yeah, we always have some kind of issue going on. And as we begin, we're going to be reading out of Luke 8, starting in verse 43. And I know we're familiar with this. It's the woman with the issue of blood. And I'm going to read it to you. And it says, now a woman having a flow of blood for 12 years. But if you read out of New King James Version, it says a woman having an issue, who had spent all her livelihood on physicians and could not be healed by any. And it says that she came from behind and touched the border of his garment, and immediately her flow of blood had stopped. And Jesus said, who touched me? When all denied it, Peter and those with him said, Master, the multitudes throng and press you. And you say, who touched me? But Jesus said, somebody touched me. For I perceived power going out from me. Now when the woman saw that she was not hidden, she came trembling and falling down before him. She declared to him in the presence of all the people and the reason she had touched him and how she was healed immediately. And he said to her, daughter, be of good cheer. Your faith has made you well. Go in peace. And when we look at that in the natural eye, we see a woman who had an issue for 12 years, right? She couldn't be healed. She invested all she had to be made well. But this issue kept her alone. It kept her isolated. It kept her away from people. It kept her away from places. It even kept her out of the place of worship. Because back then, the law was anyone who had an issue of blood was considered unclean and they weren't allowed to the temple. She was unwelcomed by everyone. No one welcomed her. And she was worse off than before. But she was determined to get healed. This was her only hope. But she had to get close enough to touch him. She grabbed a hold of that hem, which was a tassel. And she came up from behind him. She was desperate enough that she pushed through and fought her way through a crowd. It says they thronged him. And the meaning of that means the people were so close and so gathered around him that it literally was suffocating Jesus. That's how many people were there. But she fought through it. But yet she thought, maybe if I could just get close enough. Maybe if I could just reach out and grab that hem. Maybe if I just take my best hold, my best chance. And immediately when she became in contact with him, her issue stopped. Power went out, and her faith released the effectiveness for her healing. Jesus felt the power go out. He knew who it went to, because if we look in Matthew and Mark, it records that he looked at her, and he knew that he touched her, that she touched him. And he calls her out publicly, and she fell at his feet, and she declared to him that her issue was gone. What her issue was, and she declared to him how she was healed immediately. And Jesus responds, daughter. He publicly claimed her healing, and he publicly claimed her. But he also publicly let her know that her faith made her well. And I can't help to say, when I read this and we look at it spiritually, because we know God's word is to teach us. These aren't just stories. These aren't just things to read for a feel-good moment or to record history. They actually align to our life and situations today. And when you look at it through the teaching and the knowledge of God's word through the Holy Spirit, and this is how he gives us revelation, this issue she had, it was what, and this is where I come into the title, is having issues. Are we having issues today, church? Those issues can be in our mind, they could be in our marriage, they could be in our finances, they could be within ourselves, our families, our situations, they could be in our health. They can even be in or with our church. There's always some kind of condition that rises in our life. This woman wasn't born with it. It just came up. It was 12. It said she had it for 12 years. But as we look into the scripture, God would ask today, what is continue flowing in us? What is that issue that we continually deal with, that continually is rising, that continually is draining us of everything? What is the issue? Is it bitterness? Is it unforgiveness? Is it hurt? Is it rejection? Loneliness? Disappointment? Being angered or depressed? No self-esteem? Is the issue with your marriage, your family, your children, your health, your finances? Or is it just with yourself? Whatever this issue is, has it taken all from you? She gave all her livelihood. She gave everything that she possessed, her finances. But I know in life, when we have issues, we give everything that is so valuable, which is ourself. We give our soul. We give our time. We give our heart. We give our life. We give our attention to this issue, to this condition, that it takes everything that we are. And it leaves us empty. It leaves us lifeless. It leaves us without everything. Everything that God has instilled within us. Our faith, our hope, our worship, our joy, our rest. And this issue, sometimes when we have all that, it even keeps us out of that place of prayer and worship. It keeps us out from connecting with God. It keeps us away. Not because we're being sinful, but sometimes you get in a place where you don't feel like praying. You don't want to go to church. You don't want to worship. You don't want to go into the house of God. You don't want to read your Bible. I'm saying that because I've been there. I've done that. I experienced it. And this issue keeps you unwelcomed. It keeps you isolated. Well, I don't feel like being around anybody today. I just can't be around anyone right now. I'm too deadly. I got too much poison going on. A good word is a bad word. I'm too angry. I'm too bitter. I'm too hurt. I'm too disturbed in my mind. I can't come to church right now feeling like this. I can't get close and be around God. I can't be around nobody. I got too much flowing in me. It's not good and it's not healthy. So I'm just going to stay to myself. But I believe God would say to us today, and is saying to us today in his word, it's time to stop being ruled and deceived by the issues that we are dealing with in our life, the things that are flowing inside of us. We've taken everything that we have and we've given it to this issue. But there's only one thing left. There was only one thing left that this woman with the issue of blood could give. Do you know what she gave? Herself. She gave herself. See, we got to get to the point where we're so determined and so desperate to get healed, to get relief from this issue that's going on. We got to push through just like she did. Are you willing to push through today, church? Are we willing to push through and fight that crowd that's crowding us out, that's closed in on us? Maybe it's fear. Are we crowded by fear today? Fear of change, fear of being disappointed again, fear of it not taking place, fear of going home and things being the same way. Maybe it's the opinions. Maybe we won't like the response we're going to hear, or maybe we don't want to give the response today and to God to what's really going on in ourselves. Maybe we feel threatened by people. Maybe we feel threatened by our family. Maybe we feel threatened by our spouse. Maybe we're threatened by our health today. Maybe we're threatened by past disappointments and discouragement. Because we said, look, I've tried it. I gave it all before. I came to church. I prayed. I read my Bible. I tried. I believed. I fasted. I fought. I was living in the Word. I was doing God's will, but this issue still came. I've been doing all I could know to do, and for a while, but it's still flowing. It's still going on. There's still no change, Matt. It's still happening. Instead, my condition's gotten worse. But what did she do? She pushed through. See, nothing welcomed her. But I got to tell you, when she pushed through that crowd and she got a hold of him, today Jesus welcomes your issue. It doesn't matter the condition you're in. It doesn't matter the condition that's going around you. It doesn't matter what's flowing in your life or what's not flowing. That issue is welcomed by him today. He accepts that issue. He accepts you with that issue. And he's working that condition out for you, church. What did she do? See, she got in that place where she was desperate and determined to be made well. Honestly, are we desperate and determined today to be made well? Do you want to be made well today, church? Do you want your issue to stop? The next thing she did is she grabbed hold of that garment. And what that garment represents in the book of Numbers, it's in Numbers 15:33. Back then, the Hebrew men and the priests, they were dressed with robes. And around that robe was another shawl that draped. And there were fringes on it. And it hung. That's like today, you'll see the Jewish people, the men, they have these strings hanging. That's the tassels. That reminds them when they grab hold of that, It's in the Word of God. You could see it in the book of Numbers. It reminds them of God's commands. She knew she had to get in that low place. Today, we got to get in that low place. We have to humble ourselves and submit to the Word of God. We have to grab a hold of that commandment, that authority, that power that speaks to our situation, that speaks to our issue. There's no man, there's no doctor, there's no woman, there's no husband, there's no wife, there's no child, there's no pastor that can fix you except for God and His Word and the power that comes from it. So she got in that low place and she grabbed the hem. She fell at His feet and she grabbed the hem of the garment. She grabbed the Word. That Word corrects us, not only in a discipline, but that Word makes you well. That Word reminds you of how God loves you, how He cares for you, how He has a good future for you. This is not how it's always going to be. This is not the life that He designed for us to live. There's more ahead, and the good work He started in you, He is not finished. His plans for you are good and not evil. What He joined together, no man can tear apart. That is why He reckoned marriage to the body of Christ. He will not allow that to be torn apart. He does not want His relationship with us torn apart. He does not want a marriage torn apart. He does not want a family torn apart. It said it instantly stopped his 12-year issue. If you know me well enough, I have a thing about numbers, right, Mad? And as we look in God's Word, we'll see throughout it the number 12. There was 12 disciples. There were 12 tribes of Israel, right? Just before this, there was a 12-year-old little girl that actually died in the midst of this. But the Lord raised her back, praise God. But as we go through the Word of God, we'll see the number 12. And the number 12 represents the governing, the authority, and the power. So see, God governs over us today and every day, over our lives, over our souls, over our family, over our finances, over our nation. It's His command, it's His power, it's His authority that rules over you, not your issue. The Word of God tells us that He holds His word higher than His name. We got to get, what did she do? She got low, but she got behind Him. She didn't come on the side. She didn't get in front of Him. She didn't say, hey, she was silent. She got behind Him. And Jesus is the high priest, is He or is He not? He's your great intercessor. He makes intercession for us. But she got behind Him. And when we look at the word intercession, it's not just something or someone that prays for you, but it's where you meet. When you look in the lexicon of the Strong's, it tells you that the word intercession simply means this: meet Him and conversate. I can't help to say when I read that I was blown away. See, she met with Him and she conversated. How did she conversate with Him? She grabbed a hold of the Word. That Word speaks to us. That's why it says it's alive and powerful. It's active. And when we read this, like I said, in the natural, but in the spirit, This is what we're to do. We're to actually get a hold of God's word and conversate. When we meet with him, don't just get there, and I don't mean this out of a disrespectful or offensive way and complain, but conversate with him. Tell him, God, I got an issue going on. There's an issue. If it's in your finances, if it's in your marriage, if it's in your family, if it's in your parents, if it's in your report of your health, whatever the issue is, tell him, God, I got an issue today. And I'm coming in agreement with the commands and the authority and the power and the governing of your word today, God. That's what rules with me. That's what I need to be dealt with today. That's what I need to come in, and I need this issue to stop immediately. And then God talks back to us. See, a conversation is not just where you, I live alone. I say that all the time. So I do, I talk to myself. I'll say, now, Holly, where did you put this? There's nobody to blame it, right? But when you live with somebody and you have a conversation, or if you're on the phone and you're conversating, there's a reply back, right? And that's what he talks about. He says, get with me, meet with me, and I'll talk back with you. I'll have a conversation with you. I'll tell you how to get rid of that issue. I'll tell you that I'm for you. I'll tell you that no matter what's against you, I'm for you. I'll tell you that I'll make a way where there seems to be no way. I'll tell you that I'll provide for you when there seems like there's no other provision. It's not about the weather. It's not about your business. It's not about what's going on in this nation. I'm the God, and I'm not a God of famine. I'm not a God of disease. I'm a God of abundance. I'm a God that brings health. I'm a God that supplies. I'm a God that doesn't change. We got to get to that place that strengthens us, that teaches us, that encourages us, and that heals us. That's what the Word of God does. That word prays for you. Jesus is the word. It pleads on our behalf. That's what he does every day, constantly, without season. He constantly pleads on behalf of our issue. He pleads on behalf of our needs. He pleads on behalf of our souls. Despite the struggle, church, she had to get to him. What she fought against and whatever came against her. Maybe today we're fighting with pride. Maybe we can't recognize the issue. Maybe we're in denial. Maybe we don't want to admit to it because then we know that there's something wrong. So we'll just ignore it. Maybe it's failure. Maybe we just don't want to surrender ourselves. Maybe we're afraid to surrender today. Take your issue today to the one who can make it stop. And be made whole today. Be made whole in every area. Be made whole in the peace of God. Be made whole in the joy of God. Be made whole in the faith of God. Be made whole in the life that he's given you. He said he's come to give you life and to give it abundantly, not just in little areas, not just at moments in high places, but at all times. God came to give us life. That life that he gave us never ends. It never stops. We got to take it to the word. We got to respond with the word. We got to get Whatever that is flowing in us, guys, we got to get it today, church. Whatever it is that's draining us, whatever it is that's made us unhealthy today in our mind, in our faith, in our joy, in our worship, even in loving our family, even in being who God called us to be as a daughter, as a mom, as a son, as a father, as a husband, as a grandmother, as a grandfather, as a servant to the King. We got to be made whole and healthy today in all areas and aspects of our lives. Why? Because everything we do is done according to Him. That issue in our life, that one thing that can become life-threatening to us, that thing that tells us we're unwanted and unwelcomed, we got to get a hold of that word with faith. See, that faith released the effectiveness. We could read God's word, we could hear about God's word, but if we don't believe it, it has no effect. Jesus couldn't perform miracles in his own time. Why? Because they didn't believe. It wasn't Jesus, they had no belief. The book of Hebrews tells us in Hebrews 1:3, it says, the word of his power. Get a hold of that today. The word of his power. That's what she got a hold of. That's what we got to get a hold of today. The word of his power. Not the word of your issue, not the word of your circumstance, what you're hearing. It's not going to happen. Look what happened. Look what didn't happen. Look how it happened. Your bank account might be speaking negative today. It might be speaking empty, but I don't stand on that today. I stand on the God that is my provider, Jehovah Jireh. He continually provides. He makes a way where there is no way. I stand on a report of the word today. He says that he brought health and healing to this place. He brought health and healing to my church body. He brought health and healing to my family. He brought health and healing to my mind. He brought health and healing to my soul. He brings health and healing to my children and their finances and their souls and their marriages and their businesses and their health. When the power of his word hits your life and you make contact with it, you no longer have that issue. It instantly stops. She conversated with him. She didn't need Jesus to tell her she's healed. She declared to him. She said, hey, listen, I had an issue. And that's what we need to do. We need to get humbled and get to that word of God. And we need to take it to Jesus. We need to say, hey, listen, Jesus, I got an issue today. But I'm letting you know that I'm healed. I'm made well today. That issue ain't flown in me no more. That issue can't have me. That issue don't govern over me today. That issue ain't ruling me today. She declared her healing. And how did he address her? This is the only place throughout the Bible and in the New Testament where you'll see when Jesus speaks to a woman and he calls her daughter. And it goes the same for every man and woman in this place. She got personal with him. And her heavenly father addressed her that day. And he called her daughter. And as many times as I read that, I never recognized it. He let it be known that, guess what? You're mine. You don't belong to that issue. That issue don't have you and you don't have it. You're mine. I claim you. That issue don't claim you today. That thing that's been flown in your life, I don't care how long it's been there. It don't have you. I have you. And he publicly announced it. He left it be known to everything that was against her. That crowd was against her. She wasn't welcomed. He told what was fighting against her. He told what unwelcomed her. He told what ridiculed her. He told what said, you have no reason to be here. He said, no, she's mine. He also assured her and said, you're well. He said, daughter, be of good cheer. Your faith has made you well. Go in peace. How many times, just like today, church, we'll be here and we'll hear a word and we'll say we got our healing and we'll rejoice at the altar. But when we go home, we'll second guess, am I well? Did my issue stop? Is it going to come back? Am I really okay? Is this really it? Is it really done? But he assured her. He wanted her to be mindful, to go home and live those words. I belong to him. I'm his daughter. I'm his son. He claimed me. My issue don't claim me, and I don't claim my issue anymore. I claim the healing. My father said that I'm well. I could go in peace today. You belong to him. We belong to God. We don't belong to the issue. We don't belong to the condition. We don't belong to what's flown inside of us. We're assured God is not a man that he lies. His word is truth. And he wants you to know today that you are his. And he wants you to go home. And he's telling you not to be made well. You are well today. You are healthy today. You are healed today. You are redeemed today. You are set free today. He's telling you nothing else. No man, no doctor, no counselor, no pastor, no amount of money, no job, no parent, no child, no husband can do for you what I can do. I can only make you well, but you got to humble yourself. You got to push through. You got to be determined and desperate enough to come to that place and meet with me and conversate and get a hold of my word, not your issue. What's your issue speaking to you today? He said, go on, daughter. Go on, my son. You belong to me. You're part of me. He said, despite that issue you had, be assured, be confident, you're healed. No more flow. Go in peace. Don't consider it. Don't rehash it. It's no longer there. He left it known to what threatened her and what was pushing her away. And this issue she had, it couldn't be seen on the outside. Just like today, we have issues and nobody knows what's going on the inside of us. the hurt, the disappointment, the worry, the fear, the rejection. Maybe loneliness, maybe health issues. But he sees on the inside. He sees your issue today. But he left them know that she was healed. He publicly announced it. You see, when you're healed and your issue stops, it publicly shows. Your issue don't show, but your healing publicly shows. Why? Because it speaks, it's a testimony of his greatness, of his mercy, of his power. And what happens when you get a hold of that garment and you conversate with him? You conversate with the word. And today your issue might not be seen publicly, but God sees it, church. He knows it, and he has it. And that healing will publicly show. And I want to share something personal with you today. You see, it's by no mistake God gave me this word. This word's very personal for me. Wow, he's so good. This is my 12-year issue. Literally. It's been 12 years. Rev Jake, witness to this. Hannah, Hazel, Josh, all our kids, Mark, Dom, Luke, Abby, Jesse. 12 years ago, my issue started. And I left Gateway Church. At that time, it was called Family Life Center. And my last night teaching the kids was on a Thursday night. Tony and Brooke was here, Peach. And I had to tell these kids that Miss Holly was leaving, something had happened, and I was moving away, but God will send them another teacher. And I loved them, and it was one of the hardest things so far that I ever had to do in my life. See, it's been 12 years since I'm separated, but it's been a year since I'm divorced. And last year, in December, I got a hold of that garment. I met with him, Annie, and I conversated. I got a phone call on December 18th, around noontime, and it was my mother-in-law, and she said, Peter, that's my ex-husband, he got arrested. He missed a court date. He was working. He didn't have a home improvement license, and he had a court date, and he missed it, and they arrested him. And my son called me up, and he said, they won't let him out. They denied bail. I said, Peter, we got to appeal it. We got to get a lawyer, and we got to get it appealed. My son, the next morning, being the man that he is, was on a job, said, Mom, come to Baltimore. And my girl, Stephanie, I'm blessed. I want you to know that I'm truly blessed with Max and Crystal and Stephanie and Peter and Pamela and Andrew. These kids, I'm blown away by what God put in my life. He said, Mom, come get some money. I got money for a lawyer. I got daddy a lawyer. Go pay him. Okay, Peter. I went, drove downtown Baltimore, got the money, went to the lawyer. Paid the lawyer. A few days went by, I got a phone call from the county jail, Harford County Detention Center. It was Peter, my ex-husband. And he said, I'm fine. He let me know he was okay. And I talked with him, told him, you know, we got the lawyer. And I prayed with him. I gave him some scripture. And before he hung up, please, I want you to understand this through the heart of God. He said, okay. He said, you guys good? I said, yeah, Pete. He said, all right, I love yous. And I got to be honest, my first reaction, I like sunk in my chair. And God said, it's now or never. Don't miss this chance. And I said, we love you too. We're praying for you. As time went on, I began to pray and fast. And I prayed everything that was going on in the physical. I prayed for it to be transformed in the spiritual in Peter's life. I think 10 days. And we went to court. Well, before we went to court that morning, I said to the lawyer, do whatever you do. Do whatever you got to do to get him out. Please, if you got to get house arrest, get him out. Do whatever you got to do. I can't have him in there. We're days before Christmas. We need him out. That morning, as I got up, we're getting ready to go to court. And I say this for no recognition. I want you to know how real God is. You see, I was that woman with that issue flowing. I had a lot of resentment flowing, a lot of bitterness, a lot of unforgiveness, a lot of loneliness, a lot of hurt, a lot of disappointment, and a lot of pride. And I'm blessed beyond measures. Kingdom riches. I don't have money, but I have God, and that's all I need. But I had $2,000 put away that morning. I just had it in my drawer. It was for my bills, or I had it. And I got up that morning, and I went to this drawer, and I said, God, you didn't put a price on my freedom. It was priceless. There's no nothing could measure up to what Jesus did for us. And I said, I can't put a price on his. So I took this $2,000. We went to the court. We're in there. I see him on the screen in these clothes, and my heart just, and I was scared of baby Peter. Because he's like, yeah, like, how can you, you know, he's hurt. He loves his dad, but he's hurt. And the judge said, what is his family willing to give? How about that? What is his family willing to give? And I said to the lawyer, well, I got two. She said, Your Honor, they got $2,000. He said, $5,000 cash bill. Your Honor, you don't set this for criminals. $5,000. I looked at my son. My son nodded his head. $5,000 to bail him out. Another number, mad five, grace. God's grace. And he said, oh, but he's got to go on house arrest. So we went downtown. I got the bracelet, paid for it. He was on house arrest for 6 months. Every month, God provided that money for me, Instacarting, and I had to pay $250 every 2 weeks for his freedom. And I said, you know, if you know me, I got a crazy sense of humor. I said, God, I didn't pay this money. I didn't spend money on this man to stay home with me when I was married to him, and I'm paying this every 2 weeks, and he don't live with me. I know this is only you. And when he went to court in May, praise God, everything was set, done, free, no bracelet. But can I tell you who got free? My issue stopped. Instantly. Why? Because I humbled myself. And I came under the command, the word of God. He said, his love doesn't give up. It bears all and it covers a multitude of sin. My issue didn't rule over me no more. 12 years I dealt with that issue. Nobody knew it. And I was the one who got released that day. I still continue to pray for his soul, God's will for his life. But the reason I shared it with you today, because this word is so personal to me. And if you have any issue going on in your life today, know that he's ready to meet with you and conversate. He's ready to tell you, daughter, son, go home. You are made well. Go in peace today. But in order to get that issue fixed, to get that issue stop flowing, it don't matter how long it's been there. You got to believe him. You got to get a hold of that word that fights for you. It washes over you. That word is what casted demons and brought dead things to life. If there's something dead in your life today, if it's just your faith, if it's just your finances, if it's your marriage, if it's someone in your family, God will bring life to it. He'll resurrect that help. That help. He'll make you whole today, church. Whatever the issue is, whatever you're dealing with, he welcomes it. Don't let it tell you that you can't get fixed. God doesn't welcome you. Don't keep it to yourself. Don't say that I can't do this. I can't go there. I'm not wanted there. My issue won't let me go there. Listen, I claim that miracle every day. And every day I'm amazed. You can ask those that are close to me. Every day I tell Tiffany, I tell Pastor Jen, I tell the women, Candy, Mel, my prayer teams. I know and I'm amazed by it every day. Bram, when I get up in my home, and I say, God, how can I thank you, Lord? How can I thank you for the joy, for the peace, for stopping this issue? God, I live alone, but I'm so full of peace. I can't wait to get home, to get in my home. And when it was filled with the family, I never wanted to go back there, Annie, because it was so full of trouble and worry and disappointment. But now it's filled with him. And I'm amazed every day. I don't take it for granted what God did in my life. I can't thank Him enough. God, I said, what did you do in my life? If it just wasn't the cross was enough, you never had to do another thing, God. But Lord, you surely did the above and the beyond. Anything I can ever ask, think, or imagine, you did in my life. That issue sucked everything out of me. Everything. My sanity. My rest, my faith, my identity. It became my identity. See, that woman never had, they never called her by name. They called her the woman with the issue. But once she got and was determined and desperate enough to get to that place and humble herself and come under the ruling and the government and the authority and the power of God's word, and to meet with her high priest, to meet with her Savior, to meet with her heavenly Father, she was instantly healed. And now she was called daughter. If you have an issue today, please don't hold back. The altars are open if you want to come up for prayer. And I just pray, Father God, I thank you, Lord, and I just ask you, Holy Spirit, you have your way. Abba, Father, have your way in your sons and your daughters today, God. Lord, whatever is flowing today within their life, within their soul, within their minds, within their marriage, within their family, within their finances, whatever it may be, God, I know you welcome it today, God. You accept it, God. You're their healer, God. And I pray today, God, Lord, that they would get a hold of you, God. That they'd grab a hold of your word today, my God. That we would humble ourselves, God. And my God, that we would come in agreement in what you want to do here today, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Church, being obedient to the Spirit of God and the pastor. It's 12:40. But really, if you have anything that you would like prayer about, or anybody that you want prayer for, come up and we'll pray with you.